Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Debt collection companies oftentimes don't have a good reputation, but they do provide a necessary service or they wouldn't exist. Sometimes a company needs help collecting bad debts, and sometimes the person or company owing the debt needs an affordable payment solution. So let's explore that industry in our state. Bryce Smith is founder and CEO of Greenville, South Carolina-based Investinet, and we have him on the phone. Bryce, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
So tell us a little bit more about your company first, a brief history and overview.
Yeah, so Investinet, we're coming up on 13 years. Best way to describe Investinet is we're a full-service accounts receivable management firm, and we specialize in helping creditors improve yield on delinquent accounts. And we cover the entire collection account lifecycle from early delinquency all the way to post-judgment. Debt collection can be it's not looked on favorably at times, but we're committed to trying to improve the reputation of the industry and the reputation of what we do within that industry. So I think that's the best way to describe us.
All right. Now tell us how you decided to start this company. Were you already in this business?
Yes, I was. So I worked in a number of different roles prior to starting Investinet. Really started in managing call centers, as well as originating credits, collecting credits, and also learning the legal collection process at a law firm up in New York. I think the one thing that really made me want to start Investinet is, you know, working for all these various companies, I learned a ton. I'm glad for the experience that I got at those various organizations. But it seemed like there was always a better way to do things more efficiently, with empathy for the consumer. And that's what really urged me to start Investinet 13 years ago.
And now, what is the state of the debt collections industry in South Carolina? Do you have a lot of competitors? Are most of these companies based out of state?
Yeah, most of our competitors are not based in South Carolina, because we compete on a national level. So our clients are typically banks, credit card issuers, debt buyers, utility companies, and they have receivables in, you know, pretty much every state. So if you don't have the capacity to cover all 50 states, you're fairly limited in what you can do in the collection space. What we see in the industry and the overall economy is the amount of consumer debt is increasing. I think at the end of 2023, consumer credit card debt hit an all-time high of $1.1 trillion. So obviously that means consumers are going to get strained. So what that means for debt collectors is obviously increased volume over the next couple of years.
The old-fashioned way, I guess, is debt collectors call the person owing the money, try to set them up on some sort of a repayment plan. We came across your company. I read something about you are using AI. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we're trying to do things, again, with that technology and empathy approach, marrying those two. So we've developed this, what we call omni-channel collections process. So rather than just the traditional methods, like you talked about, like snail mail, sending letters, and phone calls, we communicate with our consumers via email, text, online chat, and other electronic portal channels. And we're really trying to find the channel that resonates with that consumer and communicate with them on their own terms, on their own time, and on the device that they prefer to use. So we think that a customized approach that views each borrower as an individual, it produces much more success in collecting that delinquent debt. And we're really trying to take out the friction of the whole debt collection process. You know, nobody wants to talk on the phone anymore, let alone to a debt collector. So if you can reach out to that consumer through other means and have them log into a really customer service friendly portal that's very easy to understand and lays out all the different options for that consumer, we think it's a win for the consumer, it's a win for the creditor, and it helps us streamline operations on the back end by offering a much lower cost of service.
How do you find the companies who need your services?
It's typically a RFP process where a company will put out a bid and there's multiple competitors. And then for the smaller creditors, a lot of it's word of mouth. Your reputation is very important in this industry and what you do and how you treat clients and consumers. And if you always try to do that, typically good things will follow.
All right, Bryce. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Bryce Smith is founder and CEO of Greenville, South Carolina-based Investinet. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.